Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Chala, Perik Aleph Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we learned that Suvganim are Potter and Chala. Our Mishnah is telling us it has to be Suvganim from beginning to end. Isa, only Adosha, Tchilasa Suvganim, that starts out Suvganim, Vissoifa Suvganim, and ends as Suvganim, that's the Suvganim that Peturim and Chala would be Potter and Chala. Okay, let's remind ourselves first, what is Suvganim again? So the Batanura told us in the previous Mishnah, it is lechem shebililosai raka v'asu kisvoig. What does bililosai raka mean? Svoig is a sponge. Basically, a dough is like a clay. You can't pour a dough. Can you pour clay? Bililosai raka means it's made in such a way that you could pour it. It's very liquidy. I'll try to give you a mashal. There are lebens that are very liquidy. You could pour it. You could drink it. You can't drink sour cream. You can't pour sour cream. So bililosai raka means, I don't know, it's mamash the same as lemon, but in other words, there's so much water here in this that you can pour it. So that's tchilasa sivgan. It has to start out that way. Isa dosha tchilasa sivgan. It starts out with this liquidy kind of a dough. That's called sivgan. But that's not enough. It has to be v'soifa sivgan. What does that mean? Instead of it being baked in an oven, what they would do is they would fry it in oil or honey or cook it in water, and you have this final product of sivganim. But that's how we say peturim in a challah. But let's say you have tchilas isa. It starts out as a regular thick dough, a clay-like dough, which we call belila ava, a thick belila, like regular bread, with soifa sivganim. The end, he fries it in oil and honey, or he cooks it in water. Or the other way around. Tchilasa sivganim, it starts out with this liquidy kind of a dough, which we call belila raka. But the saifa isa, at the end, he bakes it in the oven the way you would bake regular bread. In these last two cases, the din would be chayeves bechala, would be mechuyev in chala. V'chein ezei oichet zakta mishna v'aiter, ha-knufkois chayeves. That sounds like a good word for a riddle, right? What's knufkois? Knufkois is bread. That after it's bread, they grind it up again and they turn it into some type of like a cereal or food for children. The Chiddush is, explains the Ramban. Even though when he first kneaded the dough, he had in mind that he's going to do this. They knew they weren't going to leave this bread as bread, but they're going to grind it up afterwards. We still say the Chiyuv Chala set in when you first kneaded the dough as bread, and that Chiyuv Chala doesn't go off. So really, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, you'll see that what his kavana was to start with could be a big difference in certain circumstances. We won't get into it now. Let me ask you a different shaila. What's the bracha on this? Hamaitzi or Mezainis? Do we say if something is mechuyev and chal, it's automatically a hamaitzi? The answer is no. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Kuf Samach Ches. Let's say you have something which starts out as a dough, it's bililosai ava, and then instead of baking it, you cook it. So if he was thinking first of baking it and afterwards changed his mind to cook it, then the din is he makes a bari mina mezainis on it, and afterwards an alamichya, even though it's mechuyev echala. Some disagree, and they say, no, it's a hamaitzi and berchas hamazai. That's the second sheet there in Shulchan Aruch. And it's brought down, if they could take a look in the Mishnah Brura, that Yirei Shemayim wouldn't eat this unless he first washes on different bread to make sure that he's not over the halacha. Now, if at the time that he kneaded the dough, he knew right away he's going to cook it, then there's no benching afterwards. It's only alamichya. Let me ask you something else. Where else, I'm not getting into the halacha now, but where else in halacha could there be a difference besides for whether it's a chiyuv chala, besides for whether it's a mezainis or hamaitzi? Where else would there be a shaila lehalacha that could depend on whether it's bililosei ava or bililosei raka? And the answer is in regard to Hilchas Shabbos. One of the lamites melachis on Shabbos is v'halash, kneading. Kneading is pouring water into dough and mixing it together, forming a dough. So we're most strict with bilila ava, where let's say you would mix the flour and water until it becomes like one piece, like clay-like. You can't pour it. That's the real Lashmin HaTaira. Some say you're chayiv just when you pour the water into the flour, even before you mix it. For sure when you mix it. Then there's blila raka, like a farina kind of a texture. It's easy to mix it with a spoon. There you wouldn't be chayiv min ha-toira for mixing that together. It would be yasim ed-rabanan. Even though it's only yasim ed-rabanan, here there's a chumab, as soon as you pour in the liquid, you would be over the yasid rabanan. Then there are things that are called dvarim noizlim. Dvarim noizlim means you mamish pour it. It's mamish like a liquid. There's so much liquid here that the powder disappears into the liquid. There's no iser lash at all, like making a coffee or hot cocoa. So I don't expect you to remember all of this, but just it's important to understand that this shaila of a thick texture, a loose texture, a pouring texture, so we have already learned, could be negaya three different simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Whether there's a chi of chala or not, whether it's a mezainis or hamaitzi, whether it's an Issa d'Raisa on Shabbos, an Issa d'Rabbanan, or it's Mutter l'chatchil. But being that we are learning Masechtas Chala, let's just remind ourselves again what the Mishnah says. In order for a dough to be Pater al Chala, it has to be that it starts out Balila Raka and that it's not baked in an oven the way normal bread is baked. If it starts out Balila Ava, even though it's not baked in an oven, even though you fried it afterwards with honey and oil, or even though it starts out blila raka, but you bake it in an oven, then there is a chi of chal. There could be other nafkaminas lahalacha, by the way, other, after I finished the Mishnah, my son pointed this out to me. You have to know sometimes if something is called a solid, and it's food, or it's called a liquid, and it's drink. That could be a nafkamina lagaba da halachis of tumen tahara, of whether you make a bar in a fashais, or a different bracha, whether the shear to make a bracha achrayin is a kazayas or a revias. If it's food, it's a kazayas. If it's a drink, it's a revias. So, like everything else, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, there is so much more for you to learn, but Mishnayis is a good start.